ഭഗവത്ഗീത 7.29 ചരാമരണ മോക്ഷായ മാമാശ്രിത്യ തന്തിയേ തേ ബ്രഹ്മ തദ്വിദുഃ കൃത്സ്നം ആധ്യാത്മം കർമ്മ ചാഖിലം. This is the second last verse of the 7th chapter. Krishna is speaking and he says here, Jara Marana Mokshaya, that Mokshaya, to attain liberation from what? Jara Marana, from old age and from death. Mokshaya Mama Shritya, they take shelter of me. Yatantiye, they endeavor. So desiring liberation from old age and death, they endeavor to take shelter of me and renounce. Te Brahma Tadvidu Krishnam. Te Brahma Tadvidu Krishnam. They know Brahma. Adhyatmam Karma Chakhilam. And they know Adhyatma Karma. So Krishna has dropped two terms over here. Brahma and Adhyatma, along with Karma also. Although the word Karma has been used frequently many times, but this context seems unfamiliar, and this will lead to Arjuna's questions in the next chapter. So here, Krishna is speaking. And he is stating that earlier he talked about four categories of people who come to surrender to him. In 7.16 he stated that Chaturvidha Bhajante Mam Jana Sukrutino Arjuna Arto Jigyasurarthi Jnani Cha Bharatarshabha Chaturvidha Bhajante Mam. There are four kinds of people who surrender to me. Arto jigyasur artharthi jnani. They are distressed, inquisitive, they are seekers of wealth and the knowledgeable. So here Krishna talks about some other people who approach him, and these can be put in the one of the four categories, or they can be considered a fifth category. These people have knowledge. They have knowledge of the miseries of material existence. Krishna will talk later in the 13th chapter when he gives the characteristics of knowledge from 13.8 to 12. At that time, he will say that Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukkha Dosha Anudarshanam. Dukkha dosha anudarshanam, to be able to systematically see that birth, old age, disease and death are miseries. This characterizes those who are in knowledge, and the capacity to see thus enables them to go beyond misery by first of all recognizing misery, just as a disease needs to be first diagnosed before it can be treated. And quite often, if the disease is not diagnosed in time, best is if it is diagnosed early, then it has not yet become malevolent and it can be countered and cured also. Especially we know about cancer. If the cancer is detected at an advanced stage, then it becomes very difficult to cure the cancer. But if it is detected at an early enough stage, then treatment is much easier, relatively speaking, and cure is far more probable. So, just as often cancers are subtle, and they're basically normal cells that are growing disproportionately, and what might just appear as a small knot somewhere in the body that grows into tumor, and then it's found out that the tumor is cancerous. So early detection is the key. like that, we are all suffering in the miseries of material existence, and there are phases in our life when maybe relate, when we may be relatively speaking in a comfortable position, and when we are thus situated comfortably, then you, normal human tendency it is to assume that this comfortable situation will go on constantly, and based on that assumption that things will go on comfortably, we fail to recognize that we are moving on the path to disaster. Just like someone is riding fast on a road that actually ends in a fall from a cliff. The road, there is no road actually, it just goes straight to a cliff and then that even falls off the cliff. So if a person is going fast and is gaining further momentum and more momentum, then the earlier that person recognizes the dangerous situation, then that person can correct and can apply a brake and stop oneself. Similarly, while living in material existence, we are all moving towards old age, disease, and death. And as we move thus towards old age, disease, and death, the momentum, the tempo that we acquire is actually the tempo of our own attachments, our worldly desires. And this tempo prevents us from slowing down. The more we indulge, the more our attachments become stronger, and the more feverishly we pursue bodily gratification. And with the bodily gratification that we pursue, we are tying ourselves more and more to the body. It is as if we are tying ourselves to a row, to a vehicle that is going to fall off a cliff. The earlier we recognize, the way we will stop tying ourselves thus, and thus we will be able to come out of it. We will be able to come out of the vehicle before it falls off. So similarly, when we understand that old age, disease, and death are inevitable and they are imminent. Inevitable means they cannot be stopped, and imminent means they are soon going to come. So when we recognize this, then some people may say, oh, these are just, they're going to happen to everyone. Why bother about them at all? But the problem is that the assumption that they're going to happen to everyone implies that there is nothing that anyone can do about them. But if you understand our spiritual identity, if you understand that we are souls who can raise ourselves above the bodily consciousness to spiritual consciousness, and by raising ourselves thus, we can go beyond the bodily conception of life. And thus, although the body will be destroyed, if we are not attached to the body, then we will not suffer the miseries that the body undergoes. Death and destruction are events that happen to the body. But for us as souls, that destruction will primarily be a transition from this body to another body. And for that, death to seem not as a destruction but a transition, we need to have the higher wisdom. And we need to have our consciousness invested in some higher reality. So the wise people understand that God, Krishna, is the highest such reality, the highest spiritual reality. And if we can invest our consciousness in Him, then we will be able to go beyond the miseries of material existence. Jara marana mokshaya. That we will actually attain moksha, liberation from old age and death. Sometimes when a set is given, at that time just even if one or two or three members of that set are mentioned, the fourth is implicit. So janmadya. So for example, in the start of the Brahma Samhita, it is athato Brahma jigyasa janmadyasya taha. So janmadaya, so janma is mentioned, and the other things are understood, that creation, maintenance, destruction. So if you just if your srishti is mentioned, sthiti and pralaya are included. So like that, here jara and marana mentioned, and janma and vyadhi are included. So those who understand that material miseries are imminent and inevitable, they seriously strive to devote themselves to Krishna and thereby raise their consciousness above the material level, and they come to know they Brahma Dindu Kritsnam, they understand spiritual reality, and they spiritualize their activity, the Adhyatmam Karma Chakhilam. Thank you.